wellness education, and it's a taboo topic. People mm-hmm. don't like to talk about it. But the truth of the matter is they need more than the bare basics, and they need the values piece.
Mm.
And that is something that so many families struggle to really discuss. They think it's just kind of a shown, already known thing. But when you have so many outside forces, such as the internet and things that happen among peers going on, they really have got to have knowledge of specific values regarding sexual health and wellness.
Mm-hmm. You know, earlier there you were talking about that many times now it is a relative or somebody that you know. And is the initial response from a parent to go to that person?
I think that sometimes it often is.
Is that the right thing to do, though?
I would say no. Initially, I think law enforcement needs to be contacted. I think that it can become scary for the child if they know that you are going to go contact that person. And is that person going to admit it outright?
Mm-hmm.
Usually not.
Probably not.
Usually not. So to let law enforcement do their job, I think it would save the parents some pain and anguish as well. You know, it's, I know that my first response would, I would want to call that person and find out what was going on. But truthfully, for the safety and the welfare of my children, if I were in that position, I would hand it over to law enforcement.
What impact does drugs and alcohol have with the perpetrators?
A lot of times they are people who have used substances, but it's not as common as what you would think. And alcohol and drug use is never an excuse for sexual assault of any type. But it does compound. It does go in. We've seen some things in the news recently that have been pretty horrific that we know drugs and alcohol were involved.
Right.
And so I really think that our community needs healing all the way around. And we do have in our office at Second Chance Counseling a licensed alcohol and drug abuse counselor other than myself who specializes in working with youth and adults with substance abuse issues. So when those referrals come in and there's not a sexual abuse component, they go to her. And we're trying to just do overall mental health and wellness for our community.
Mm-hmm. I know I've talked to some of the law enforcement people already, and they said often if they find meth, they will find pornography or vice versa. Have you found that?
Yes.
To be true?
Yes, unfortunately.
What's the connection with the two, do you know?
Something with the brain.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Messes
I don't know
the
all
brain.
The math behind it.
But. Yeah. And it's a sad thing, and it's kind of a big problem here in San Juan County, I guess like most places across the country, right?
Correct. Well, New Mexico, I don't have the exact statistics, but I can tell you this is one area where we are leading the way. Is the highest number of sexual assaults that occur. I'm not the highest, but I know we're up there, statewide anyways.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking today to Alicia Hawthorne Martinez, and the little booklet, it's not a big book. You could probably read and has pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably get through this pretty quickly, but it's very impactful.
That it is. Especially. And the kids enjoy it. The kids enjoy it.
Yeah. So it's designed to go for the kids to look at and look at some of the characters you got in here, and for the parent,
correct,
or teacher or whoever, it's their caregiver,
yep,
can go through it with them. And it's best to talk about this before there's a problem.
That is exactly the point that I'm trying to get at. We can do treatment and response all day long, but the biggest thing that we can do for our community today is to start with the prevention at an early age and let our children know we love and support them. And that they can come to us, they can talk to us, and we want to arm them with the tools to get out of sticky situations if they can.
Mm-hmm. So if our listeners are interested in getting a copy of this, how do they get it?
There's a couple ways. They can get on Amazon, and they can order either an e-version or they can order the paperback version from Amazon. Again, you just put in the title, which is, "This is my body and it belongs to me." And it will lead you to the link and let you know that you can order either the e-version for your Kindle, which is $3.99, or the paperback version, which is $15.99.
Okay.
They can also order from a website called Lulu, www.lulu.com.
Man, there's all kinds of ways you can
correct.
Get books these days without getting the one that you hold in your hand like I have today. Hey, Alicia, thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you for having me on the show. And
we appreciate your care and concern for the young folks and also those that are struggling with this issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I believe that we can make a change.
We can make a difference together, and that's why we do this show every day, just to alert you and give you information of how you folks can help to make that happen, too. So thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Hope you folks will stay tuned to Vertical Radio throughout the day. Remember, live, we're local, we're listener-supported, thanks to friends like you.